Yeah, Power Trip quotes has a Twitter account of him saying, quote, "I like to butt chug." He said that. Yeah, here's the audio.
He's not tweeting about that butt chugging quote right now because Power Trip Quotes is currently taking selfies in the Keys.
Where's Power Trip Quotes?
He's in the Keys.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host, Chuck.
And I'm Dave.
And Dave, we are 2 weeks out from Vegas. What is your level of excitement?
74,000 out of 10.
Which is also the same price you would pay right now for an Earl of Sandwich.
Of course, yeah. And, you know, down here in the Keys, I haven't found a Earl of Sandwich yet, but... I'll keep looking.
Hopefully you're getting more of a tan than Mr. Corey Cove did in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah, it's tough tough getting a tan underwater snorkeling with the family, I'm sure, but yeah, working on it.
Yes. All right, well, yeah, and speaking of Vegas, next week will be our big Vegas preview show. So, and even if you're not going to Vegas and you're getting sick of hearing us talk about Vegas and the guys talk about Vegas, it's a fun show. And if you ever go to Vegas or anything, it's kind of a generic show that just touches on all things Vegas next week. So maybe if you're not going out with a Power Trip, but you got a trip planned for later this year, I think you'll still enjoy the episode quite a bit. And then the week after that, the week of Vegas, we are not going to be recording that week. So we're going to take a week off and then we'll be back, for the, I think it's April 1st or March 31st, right around there. That'll be our next episode after that. So just kind of a little preview of the upcoming schedule for you guys. We got some Patreon shout outs to do, of course. First up, we got Corey Lindemann. I know she is a veteran of a ton of live shows. I've seen her at several different live shows. So, Corey, thank you for your support. Also, Adrian Krischke, and hopefully I'm saying that last name right, but I think that's got to be close. So, thank you, Adrian, for being a supporter. And also Darren Brown, who I see a lot on Twitter. Thank you so much, Darren, for your support as well. If you guys want to support us and get the daily Power Trip in a Minute breakdown, you can go over to patreon.com/betsandquotes and get all the information there on how to get signed up and support us. Thank you guys so much for all your support. All right, well, tonight we're going to do a bets update. We got our quotes of the week. And then in your thoughts, we're going to do our tweets of the month. And we've got Down Memory Lane, very special one tonight because it came from one of our Patreon users. Very special, your Down Memory Lane and your thoughts. And then we got quotes, notes, and we've got a trivia question for you tonight. So get to all of that, and we'll start, as usual, with the bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though. Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right. Still no new bets from the guys. They are on quite a dry spell. They keep mentioning and touching on a few things, but they're not actually pulling the trigger on any of these bets. I was really hoping Corey would do the $50 bet with bonus on whether or not Corey could do a handstand in the next 9 months.
Right. I mean, they need to get something going here. March is probably the best gambling month of the year.
Definitely.
Maybe second to April, just because it's still NCAA basketball tournament season. But come on, the Wolves played the Rockets today. The Twins played in spring training. Yeah, I'm sure Meat Sauce could have tried to do 15 push-ups in the studio. I mean, there's plenty of things to bet on.
Lots of stuff to bet on. Well, the good news is next week we will get the core versus four bet. So that Yes. It's kind of a guaranteed bet, so a little bit of hope on the horizon. What I was going to talk about tonight was the bet that I am going to be doing coming up here starting in about 2 weeks. And this is one of those long plays, kind of like I do with the NHL playoff bets, but this is the long play on the Twins. So regardless of whether you think they're going to go over or under like 91.5 wins or 93.5 wins, whichever sportsbook line you're looking at, I think that the Twins are one of the premier hitting teams in the league. I also think they're one of the poorer pitching teams in the league, and that combination should lead to a lot of runs being scored in their games this year. And I'm going to apply that logic, and I am going to bet the over on every single Twins game for the entire year. And of course, I'll keep track and let you know, guys, know how that that strategy is going. Now, you're probably thinking, yeah, well, sportsbooks will adjust for that, and the Twins will just have higher over-unders. And that's true, but a lot of times long-term trends like that, the lines don't seem to always catch up to the overall trend. I mean, you look at teams that are football teams that are consistently hitting the over or the under, the lines, I mean, they adjust, but they don't always keep up with the trend. So that's my long play. I'm going to go Twins over 162 games this year. It'll keep me busy, but that should be an interesting long play. Dave, would you be interested in that bet as well?
I am 100% in, and I will be betting all 162 and hopefully some playoff games over for the Twins this year. I do think it my Jameis Winston Tampa Bay Bucks over theory applies here. Like you said, very good on offense, but the pitching's not as good. Just like Jameis Winston, you know, threw it to the other team. A lot of pick sixes. Their defense was bad. I think it's a great combination for a long play in the over, which, and the Bucks this year were 73% over. So if we can get 73% out of the Twins, I think we're going to be riding pretty high, my friend.
I'll be happy for the upper 50s, but we'll see how it plays out, and we'll keep you updated on that. So that's all I've got for this week. Let's have a word from our sponsor.
Hey guys, I have a brand new podcast to tell you about. It's called Binge Kill Chill. Binge Kill Chill is a podcast all about the streaming world, from The Mandalorian to Stranger Things to all the new stuff coming, like HBO Max and Peacock. Binge Kill Chill is hosted by TC, a Twin Cities OG, and his British co-host who looks like Sweetums from The Muppets. It's not a good look, but thankfully, TC still has that Minnesota sexiness going on. Check it out on Spotify, Apple, or Google. We guarantee it doesn't suck.
All right, once again, that's the Binge Kill Chill podcast. So download that today. All right, we are ready for some quotes of the week.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, friends, let's get things going here with the quotes of the week. And we will start at number 3 with the Deep Haven disaster, Meat Sauce Lambert.
It's like the voice isn't doing you any comedic favors.
So I sound like Cookie Monster smokes.
That works.
There you go.
You got
some laughs.
All right.
Oh, poor Sauce, man. That voice on Friday.
I know. And yeah, I mean, it was kind of out of nowhere. He said that he was kind of having a cold going on, but we didn't hear anything like that on Thursday. So, you know, I'm sure the people at TI did that night, but man, yeah, that was tough to hear. He really did sound like Jeff from Curb Your Enthusiasm, though. Whoever brought that up, that was spot on.
Oh, totally. That's exactly what he sounded like.
Yep. All right. We'll move to number 2. And it is Mr. AJ Mansoor.
Nathan's hot dog eating contest. You know how many he ate?
Dob, do you know?
In that 70, world record?
70-something, right?
Jeez.
74.
74. 74 wieners. My high school girlfriend said, hold my beer.
Yeah. Joey Chestnut hopes your sister doesn't join the circuit.
I don't think Little Smokies count, Chris.
How dare you?
Well played.
Oh, AJ with a wiener joke.
Oh, that was a very above average penis joke from AJ. I do love the effort from him, as he doesn't make the power trip quotes very often, just because, you know, he doesn't spend that much time on the show anymore. And he did retweet or quote retweet saying that he thought this was his first power trip quote, which obviously is wrong because he was number one of the week just a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, love that from AJ.
he usually goes kind of quiet during the Little Smokies talks, but he got one in there that time.
Yeah, he has definitely upped his wiener joke game, so very proud of you, AJ. And finally, he's number one in our hearts, and number one in quotes this week. It's the lovable Tommy Olsen.
Here we go.
I said, how much time do we have left on the show? About
right now?
Yeah, hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's not ask Rosie about Key West.
Yeah, that was absolutely genius, and he should have saved that for the final Tommy's takes of the segment. But man, that was really, really good stuff, and that will make the tournament in 2020.
Oh yeah, I think anytime anybody burns Rosie, it is definitely a candidate for the tournament.
that is one of the triggers. It's saying bitch, comparing something to penis size, talking about being divorced, and yeah, making fun of Mark Rosen. So those are the keys for creating power trip quotes.
Brilliant.
All right. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. This week on Your Thoughts, we're going to do the tweets of the month, down memory lane, and quotes notes, as well as some trivia. So I had the idea that it might be fun, since we're very Twitter heavy here on the Bets and Quotes podcast, to take a look back each month and kind of go over some of the tweets that we liked from the previous month. Now, these could be funny, they could be serious, they could be just any sort of thing that kind of caught our eye in the previous month. And this is just anything that came across my feed. So typically, you know, these are going to be people that we follow, but it could be anybody, a retweet that we saw or something that somebody liked that showed up on our feed. So we've each got five, and there's no overlap here because we did compare notes because we had one in common. So I switched one of mine out. Dave, why don't you go first? And these are in no particular order. It's not a ranking or anything. So give us one of your top five quotes of the month of February or tweets of the month of February.
All right. Well, the first one that I have is from our friend Meat Sauce Stats and Info. I'm sure all of you guys follow this account.
Oh yeah.
Obviously has some great stats from Meat Sauce, and I had one that really made me crack up the other day. So the tweet was, things that wailed today from Meat Sauce: Cane Sauce, Doom, and Fuddruckers. very random and eclectic list. It normally is the list of things that wailed for that week, but man, that combination really got me to laugh, and just love that Twitter account.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see what actually wailed and see if there's any kind of a theme that day. So it's brilliant. All right, well, my first one that I've got here comes from Chris James, who we met last year at the old tailgate. Chris tweeted on February 22nd to Chris Hockey, and he said, "Chris, the past month has been tough, but getting up every morning and hearing your 'it's going to be a great day' before the Power Trip K-Fan gave me the right push. Thanks, brother." So, cool tweet there, you know, because Hockey's been doing that a lot lately, and obviously it's making a difference for some people, you know, just that positive reinforcement to kind of start the day, start the show off on the right foot. And so that was kind of cool.
I do love that, and I have to add the button bar. Aw, bitch.
Aw, bitch.
All right, next one I have is from Johnny the Mouse Mickelson, captain of the 1984 YZ Club hockey
83.
Team. 83? Damn it. I don't listen to PA YZ as much anymore. yeah, obviously one of PA's contributors and friends. Johnny must have been laying down some horse bets the other day as he snapped a picture of a horse with a hell of a great name. And the name was Hawkwood, all one, all one word, just Hawk Wood, and tweeted that out. I think at Meat Sauce and Chris Hockey. Man, I would bet that that horse bangs a ton of twos and threes.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, well, my next one is kind of a serious one. Not necessarily meant to be funny, but obviously we talked a lot about Miracle on Ice last month when we had the 40th anniversary of Miracle on Ice. And on the anniversary date, February 22nd, Mark Rosen, who we all know very well, tweeted 40 years ago today, literally the best seat in the house, with a picture of the ticket that he had for the Miracle on Ice game. So definitely cool. Definitely one of those things where it's like, man, I wish I was there. But yeah, really cool. And love to see that.
Yeah, that was I saw that one as well. That was awesome. All right, my next one is from Aaron Gleeman, the Chinese food eater and baseball writer. He posted some stats, the latest stats from the Nielsen radio ratings, and the tweet goes as follows. KFAN's numbers are just absurd. Number one rated sports station in the entire country. Number one rated sports station of any kind, or number one rated station of any kind in Minnesota, number five rated station of any kind in the entire country, and 0.4 ratings points from KFAN's highest ratings ever. Pretty insane to see that in context. Obviously the greatest radio station of all time, and yeah, KFAN's just the GOAT, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. He tweets that just about every month when the ratings come out, and it's pretty cool to see. So, yeah. My next one, of course, February is the month of Valentine's Day, and on Valentine's Day, we were treated to multiple tweets from our good friend Smitty Smitty on Twitter, who tweeted multiple Valentine's Day cards of various members of KFAN. And so the one that I picked just said, Happy Valentine's Day. It's time for this year's hashtag Power Trip Valentine. So they were brilliant. He does them every year. It's kind of his thing. And it makes me laugh every single time. We get about one every about 45 minutes to an hour. Like, they just sort of slowly feed through the day. So it's kind of a fun Valentine's Day to just see the slow burn on that. So
they are sweet. I even texted him this year. I was like, damn, Smitty, those are just awesome. I look forward to it every Valentine's Day.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I got two more. My second one is from our friend Drunk John Creasel on March 6th. DJK kind of did my job for me by quoting out this hot cut from Meat Sauce, in all caps, of course. I don't go on vacation to learn. I go on vacation to drink. Amen. Hallelujah. That's making the tournament for sure. I was going to tweet that line out myself, but I just his tweet got a lot of traction right away, and I didn't want to steal the thunder and kind of like cuck him there. But yeah, that was pretty good from Drunk John Creasel.
Of course. And the fact that it was in all caps really emphasized the tweet. So it was brilliantly really done. All right, well, my next to last one, and this totally gets into my bias, and you probably see my bias with this particular topic, but it comes from our good friend Haley, and Haley tweeted on February 19th, "It's amazing that McDonald's Diet Coke is only $1 for a large. It's literally heaven in a cup." I could not agree more. I have a huge bias towards Diet Coke. You probably saw that I tweeted a picture to her of when I went to Costco and loaded up on Diet Coke for the coronavirus. So, yeah, all of her tweets with Diet Coke just make me go, she is totally right there on the Diet Coke thing with me. So, and Zach as well. I think Zach's our third wheel on that in terms of the Diet Coke man. So,
I'm a big Diet Coke guy as well. Although I have switched to Diet Coke Ginger. Because they used to have Diet Coke Lime, and I love that, but now it's like Ginger Lime. Just love it. It's amazing.
The original DC is the only way to go.
Oof, there's a quote right there, Bo. All right. Well, my last one is from the KFAN Twitter account on March 4th. They released a video and produced a video that announced their five-year extension with the Minnesota Wild, and it was absolutely genius. Love the homage to The Mighty Ducks 2, which is a top five film of all time, if you're asking me, with Chris Hockey playing Gordon Bombay and Sasa playing Charlie, going down to shoot the game winner in the shootout. Just amazing content, and I almost kind of wish they went back and did a little bit more of that. Even the Meat Sauce Investigates, those YouTube videos from like 2012 to 2014, I really like that stuff. So, but obviously that video from the Wild was just amazing.
Yeah, I really have nothing to add. It was fantastic and well said. All right, well, my last one is comes from the fantasy football world, but has nothing to do with fantasy football. It's Scott Fish, who has a lot of good advice out there, at ScottFish24, if you're interested in following him or don't already. But his chronicles with his 7-year-old son are very interesting, especially to someone like me who loves gambling, because his son tends to cheer for the wrong team. So if you bet on against whoever his son is cheering for, you might make some money. But back on February 9th, he had this tweet to say: "My son is annoyed that the lines aren't out for Monday night's NBA games. He's 7. Gonna have to keep my eye on this one." That's brilliant.
Genius.
Sounds like a 7-year-old power trip bet. It's like, where are the lines, man? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
So those are your tweets of the month for the month of February. And I think we'll keep doing this because it's a fun little just fun for me to revisit some of the past tweets. And it's fun to see who makes the list. So, all right. Well, next up, we are going to go down memory lane.
Down memory lane we go.
And we are going, and this comes at the recommendation of one of our Patreon supporters, Scott Dillon, who is also the same guy that geniusly sent $3 via Venmo to Hockey, Sauce, and Chris because he felt obligated to give them $3 since he became a Patreon member with us, which is brilliant. But he wrote to me, and he said that he wanted to hear the time when Meat Sauce sang the Hero song. And I vaguely remembered it. I remember it was pretty funny, but I didn't remember a lot of the specifics around it. So I went and pulled the audio and listened to it and was getting it ready. And I forgot, like, I can't, it's one of the few times where, you know, some of the most hilarious bits, it's like, you remember, you know, you remember Hockey singing to Zimmer, you remember, you know, Hawk and Sheryl Crow and some of the more epic moments over the years. I had forgotten really how epic this moment really was, because I was like, you know, yeah, I remember it being funny, but it's epic. And we are going to play some clips from this little episode. It was around State Fair time, and Sauce was talking about getting a hero at the State Fair. So, and then they made him sing, which anytime Meat Sauce sings, I think it's everybody's favorite, as the love for the predictors opens will prove. So here we go with the hero.
The third time in a row at the fair, I'm going to get a hero. The hero's there.
Hey, hero.
Great song.
No. Oh, it's there, like in the bottom 10 ever written.
My hero.
No.
Does your sandwich sing to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. After you purchase it.
Yeah. Put me it whispers. It whispers. Yeah, there it is.
I need a hero.
This song wails.
Just eat me, you fat ass.
Just get this over with. I asked
you to dance. Sauce, change the lyrics. Ad lib, go.
Would you eat the meat in my pita?
Gross.
Would you put more cucumber sauce on me? And would you fill me with onions?
Oh, gross.
Oh.
So, yeah, so they were kind of thinking of different hero-themed songs, and they settled on that one, and Sauce immediately began singing.
I really did think he was going to say penis when he said PETA.
Oh, I know. When I listened back to it for the first time, I was like, oh my God, he's going to say penis here, isn't he? But somehow he managed not to. But the song continues, of course. And Sauce actually, for an ad lib on this one too, this one's pretty darn good because it's one thing to ad lib like a quick chorus or something like that, but he sang two verses and two choruses to this song. So that's pretty freaking good. So here is the next clip.
Would you tremble?
Yeah, you're not done.
If I ate with one bite, would you be weird? If I ate you with my shirt off,
Who's
I want to touch you.
Who are you talking to?
You're my meat pocket.
Are you talking to the hero?
I'm going to hold you in my hands.
Aw.
I can be your hero sandwich. I know you're crying while you eat.
Who are you talking to?
Why are you crying?
Your stomach has multiple stretch marks.
Third person.
It's beginning to look like a brain.
What?
Okay, so... Oh my God. Interesting note there. The context kept switching at times. I think the hero was singing. At times he was singing to the hero. Oh, it's kind of hard to follow a little bit there, but brilliant nonetheless. And we got the classic hockey hick laugh there.
Right. Yeah. And obviously Sauce, said the other week that that's something that his heart longs for. And that's his favorite sound is the hockey hee-haw laugh.
Oh, my God. you get it, I don't know, probably about once every 2 to 3 weeks. And it's definitely a cool moment when you do. So, I think we're coming up on the bridge here pretty soon.
Let me hear the music in my headphones. If I touched your meat again, would you cry? If I went back 4 seconds, because I'm fat.
I'm so confused.
And I need to eat.
He's looking in the mirror.
You're delicious, my meat pocket.
No, now he's singing to the hero again.
Oh, there's something about the word meat pocket or the term meat pocket that's just a little weird.
Paints quite the picture, doesn't it? Yeah,
it does.
Oh, so brilliant. So we switch context yet again there. So we're trying to keep up with this, but it's making us laugh.
I can be your hero sandwich.
Oh, the sandwich is singing to him.
I'm so sorry that you can't see your winner.
What?
Your gun hangs over your pinwall. You should quit eating your tub.
Now that was great because that's like a different variety of the Hawk Hick laugh, because that was like whenever Hawk has long pauses between the laughs, you really got him then, because normally it's just the ha ha ha, but that was ha ha ha, because Hawk was trying to catch his breath in between the laughs.
Oh, and that was another nickname for the penis that Sauce used back in the day was Pinwa. We don't hear a lot of Pinwa lately.
No, we don't. Or any Pweenus. So.
Pweenus?
Pweenus, where he used to kind of rub his mouth. Oh, always brilliant. All right, well, the last clip is probably my favorite.
I just want to eat you again. Oh yeah,
now you're singing.
You make my breath smell like where the Ninja Turtles live. But I cannot quit you tonight. Okay. Put extra onions on that bastard. Fill it up with cucumber sauce. Oh, yeah. I need to see you forever. Eventually, we'll have swags.
Oh my god, I love it. He just quit singing. I think he was probably he probably cracked himself up with that.
Oh my god, I love it. You make my breath smell like where the Ninja Turtles live.
That got Corey. Corey was just dying on that one. Oh my god, yes. So, yeah, that was Meat Sauce's hero song. So thank you so much, Scott, for taking us down memory lane with that one. That, like I said, an unexpected surprise at how much, I can't believe in my brain doesn't remember that as being as funny as it really was. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good, so good. So yes, thanks again, Scott, for that. That was brilliant. All right, well, it is time for quotes notes. Dave, what do you got for us this week?
All right, well, I have a shorter list because I went on way too long last week. So we're going to start with this. Congrats to the Matamidi Zephyrs and Tommy Olsen's own as they won the Class A tournament in boys hockey. So congrats to Matamidi. One note from their student section, I did see a sign that said, "Let's get greasy" on it.
So, I saw that.
Very genius there.
Yes.
Going back to Friday, the initials major, of course, the king of initials himself, AJ Mansoor, won his fourth consecutive initials major. And yeah, it was a hell of a comeback by Sauce. I did not see that plot twist coming there, but in the end AJ won in overtime and got to put the green jacket back on himself.
Yes, quite the match, and way to go, Steve.
Yeah, come on, Steve. All right, just wanted to shout out to Zach Daniels and Mark Parrish for their outstanding work on KFAN and on My 45 this weekend during the hockey tournament. Obviously they're both very talented in broadcasting and it was kind of fun to have a little power trip flair, brought to the hockey tournament. So that was really cool. Chuck, yeah, were you able to watch any of the games?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I watched a few of them and, I texted you, of course, during the finals as well too, cause it was fun listening to, Lou Nanny. And, I texted you, I said that the real Lou Nanny doesn't sound as good as our Lou Nanny from that clip that we played a few episodes ago. But, it's always awesome hearing Lou. It was awesome hearing Parrish, awesome hearing Zach. So I just wish the Hutchinson game had turned out slightly differently when I was listening to Parrish. But Warroad's a powerhouse. Yeah. And, at least Hutch got three goals. I'm like, and it wasn't the worst blowout, man, because Class A that first day, man, it was just blowout central. So I was glad that we weren't the worst blowout.
I was almost feeling bad because we made that the Kaniac bet, and after the first 5 minutes, they're up 3-0, and then I saw Hutchinson climb back. But I finally won a Kaniac back from you. I feel like I lost like six in a row. So shout out me.
I was on a good streak, but I should have asked for 6.5 goals, apparently.
Oh, that's great. Well, next one I have is just going to kind of throw out a really dumb idea that I had while I was under the influence of alcohol. This is for the podcast. I have an idea called The Wheel of Substances.
Hmm.
So before the episode, I would spin this wheel. And whatever it landed on, that's what I would be under the influence of for the remainder of the podcast.
Okay, well, hopefully you're podcasting from an undisclosed location because not every substance is legal in Minnesota.
Well, no, I mean, this is like, maybe we should switch it to Wheel of Beverages.
Like, that might be better.
Like Truly, beer.
For any members of law enforcement that might be listening to our podcast, this will be solely beverages.
Oh no, I didn't mean like acid and like all these drugs. No, of course not.
It's one of the things I love about, I mean, this is really old school, but if you've never seen or watched WKRP in Cincinnati, it is freaking fantastic. And, you know, given that we all follow a radio station and stuff, you know, the fact that it tracks a radio station, everything, but, you know, I'm sure you've heard of the character Dr. Johnny Fever. He was kind of into the drug scene a little bit, and all the references to drugs and everything, especially the first couple of seasons on that show, are freaking hysterical. And yeah, so if you've never seen an episode of WKRP, pull up a couple, and it's there's some good subtle references like that in there. So
see, I could be that entertaining.
Exactly, you could be Dr. Johnny Fever.
All right. Next one I had was the Bets and Quotes slot pool that we mentioned a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to kind of throw out these loose terms. I didn't even run this by you. But I'm going to set a penciled in date of a Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. That'll be a perfect timing. People can, you know, still take a nap or, you know, get some stuff done right after the show on Friday and yet still have time to get back to the sports book in time for the basketball games to start. So we're going to go at 2 o'clock on Friday, meet at the sports book at Planet Hollywood. We're all going to throw in whatever we can talk about it when we're there, but I was thinking just a rough number of like $40 or $50, and we just go max bet and go big or go broke and get together and have some cocktails. And you know, group slots are very fun, so that'd be fun to do. If you are interested, reach out to me or Betts on Twitter, DM me, and we'll kind of, maybe we'll get a group chat going on. But yeah, I think that would be really fun.
Yeah, I'm down for that. And 2 o'clock Friday means I will probably be absolutely hammered. So just make sure I make it to the sports book by about 2 o'clock. So
I was going to say, we got to run down our schedule and make sure that we have proper Pie Gow time scheduled here.
Oh, that's not a problem.
All right. Last one I had, you know me, I'm a seltzer guy. I saw that Truly Hard Seltzer came out with a Truly Lemonade. So it's a hybrid between a seltzer and a hard lemonade. Feel like if they had these in the ABC store in the Miracle Mile, could be a great change of pace for me, especially if I'm trying to consume 69 of them. So yeah, I just thought those would be cool, and it would be good on the golf course as well.
All right, good deal. All right, well, that will wrap it up for Quotes Notes. Next up, we're going to do some trivia.
Hey, Rubes, would you like to prove that you listen to the Power Trip better than meat sauce? It's time for Stump the Rubes.
All right, Dave, you've got the question this time. Go for it.
All right, well, the question of the week is, the superstar Mike Morris gave Corey two options for a nickname on his first day back at KFAN in 2003. Other than Sludge, which is the one he chose, what was the other nickname Corey got to choose from?
And Corey chose wisely, in my opinion.
He did. Well, I mean, it was either a horrible name or a bad name, so he did choose the lesser of the evils, but
he went for the bad one. So yeah, if you know the two nicknames that Corey was given or what the other one was that he did not take, email that to powertripbets@gmail.com. We'll be announcing a winner on that after Vegas. So you've got a couple weeks to get in your guesses for that. So that will do it for this week's episode of the Bets and Quotes podcast. Once again, we'll do the Vegas episode next week, and then we'll be off the following week. So thank you guys for listening. Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
And I'm PowerTripBets. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.